The minute you walk into Rudy Rotter Sculpture Museum in Manitowoc, you know you're in for something. Just what is hard to say. First, you have to adjust to a sprawling room crammed to the rafters. Sculptures, statues, and drawings are everywhere. And this is just the first floor. There are two more upstairs.
It's like walking into a jewel box. I think, you know, it's like his hands, his brain worked faster than his hands did. It's almost like he couldn't stop.
Brenda Erickson is a friend of Rudy Rotter. He is considered an important creator of so-called outsider or folk art. Before the retired dentist died last November at 88, he had created more than 16,000 pieces, not counting the many he gave away in his lifetime. Art was a huge part of Rotter's life. He began back in 1955 doing stone and wood carvings. At first, his studio was in the basement of his dentist office. He bought this 21,000 square foot building in the mid-80s. Friends say Rotter was compelled to create. After he retired, he kicked into high gear and the building began to fill up. As his health declined, Erickson says he changed direction and made quirky little assemblages, colorful aluminum bits arranged into mosaics of human faces and forms.
So he couldn't do the stone pieces anymore, and he couldn't do the wood pieces anymore, but his brain couldn't stop producing art. So he transferred to this, and, you know, it became, a jewel box. That's the only thing I can think of. It's a treasure in this town.
Now that Rotter is gone, his family and friends are trying to keep the museum going. They need money to pay for taxes and maintenance. They've started a nonprofit friends group and are selling select pieces. And it's not just that Rudy was a nice guy. They say his art is worth preserving. The John Michael Kohler Art Center and other museums have Rotter pieces in their permanent collections. His themes are human. Men and women are intertwined in stone. Little tin pieces show human heads, one side male, the other female. Old wire vegetable strainers become faces with eyes and mouths torn into them. Dr. Rotter never took an art class. Everything came out of his head and hands. Son Jim says his dad scavenged materials from around Manitowoc. Aluminum bits came from a factory that makes trophies. Wood scraps came from a boat company. He even carved bowling balls.
A lot of the stuff they were just going to either recycle or throw away, basically. I remember going a number of times when I was younger and in the garbage bins and pulling out, you know, scrap metals and things and even pieces of wood and things so he could build stands for them. Some of the pieces are actually foundry patterns like this, these types of woods that are red, like these were all foundry patterns and from the Wisconsin Aluminum Foundry in town here.
Manitowoc area art students come to Rotter's Museum for inspiration and to learn his philosophy. Friend Tony Rager says Rotter never cared about how his art would be received. He didn't care if anyone wanted to buy it. He just let his creative impulses run wild.
There are no constraints. There are no limits. Go out there and do it. And Rudy did it. He did it up until within a month of his death.
Rager is heading up the Friends of Rudy Rotter. The museum will be open by appointment. Prices for Rotter's work run the gamut from $25 to $25,000. Rager is hoping museums will be interested.
We're not sure if it's going to be broken up, but more than likely some part, you know, there's 17,000 pieces, you know, so more than likely pieces will be dispersed to institutions that would, you know, honor the work.
Rudy's Manitowoc friends and his art world supporters don't want the museum to be completely broken up because the stuffed warehouse is an insight into the man's creative process. It's an inspiration for other artists, and because they say Rudy Rotter's spirit has never left the building. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.